Hyped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-a-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning. Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action Program was created to assist small, emerging and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success, and the Small Emerging Businesses Program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Are you purchasing or building your first home, refinancing, investing? At Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage,
you got somebody working for you.
The Affordable Care Act. Wesley Watkins at UDB Insurance is here to help you successfully navigate and understand the Affordable Care Act. Wesley Watkins and his team at UDB Insurance are highly respected in the health insurance industry and can provide you with the answers you need to fully understand how the Affordable Care Act will benefit you and your family or organization. UDB Insurance provides a consultative approach that will deliver you the peace of mind and customer service you deserve. Offering an array of insurance products with enhanced services is UDB's key to success. Still have questions? Schedule your no-obligation consultation with UDB Insurance at 318-445-9359. Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Wind Down Wednesday. If you're just getting your morning started, it's 7:37 a.m. Central Standard, 8:37 Eastern. And of course, today is Wednesday, November 13th. And as always, we remind you about school buses, school kids, and school zones. And this morning, we want to start with, if you're traveling in, make sure that you buckle up. The life that you could save could be your own. So as you're traveling in this morning, let's make it a habit to put our seatbelts on first. Then we're watching out for our school buses, our school kids, and our school zones. And this morning, it is really chilly outside. It is a beautiful, crisp, cool morning. It really, really feels like fall weather this morning if you haven't peeked out yet. And if you haven't and you had your temperature set low and your heater kind of popped on and it was toasty this morning and you just didn't want to get out of that good warm bed, well, I'm going to tell you, it is a beautiful day. It's a great day to get started. And as you're starting, remember, school kids are standing at bus stops. Many are unattended. Lots of people walking in high traffic areas. So please watch out for them. Make sure that you're helping our school bus drivers, watching out for them, slowing down, helping them to get our kids loaded and unloaded on the bus. And then those school zones, you know that they're in effect until 9 a.m., start at 7, end at 9, and then they resume again at 2 p.m. and end at 4. It's just something that we all need to be mindful about. So as you're traveling through those zones, please slow down. Make sure that you stay engaged. Watch out for yourself as well as others. Just want to remind you that if you want to connect with Team OPT, you can do so at our offices located at 3717 Government Street, Suite number 2, Alexandria, Louisiana. Zip it up with 71302. Or once again, you can go to our website 24/7 at www.onpointcxmas.com. And you can go to the contact tab. You can click on that tab and you can leave us a message. If you've got books, if you've got businesses, if you've got things that you want to promote, things that you want to advertise, whatever it is that you're trying to do, that is an incredibly great way to connect with us and make sure that we get those emails. Also, you can phone our offices at 318-445-5658. I don't know about you, but the week is absolutely, it's an amazing week.
every single morning I wake up with anticipation about what the day will bring. And I think that when you wake in a different frame of mind, as opposed to saying, oh no, another day, when you wake up with anticipation about the greatness of the day, when you wake up with expectation, it just makes your day so much better. It's almost like you're waiting for something great to happen, as opposed to not expecting anything good to happen your way and or come your way. And some people, you know what they say, good things always happen to others. Well, you know what? This morning, as you're getting your wind down Wednesday started, we're winding the week down, expect that some great things are headed your way. Begin to declare those things. Begin to start to say what you want to have as opposed to what you do have. And watch and see what'll happen. And I love what Jeff Olson said yesterday. He said, we've got to meditate. We've got to figure out how to get comfortable with doing those mundane things, those things that just really don't seem all that important, but we got to do them anyway. So you know what? Those little things are those things that when we do them consistently, they will eventually turn into big things. Y'all, it's 7:41. It's Wind Down Wednesday, and I hope your expector is turned up way high, because ours certainly is. Hey, everybody, you're On Point, the official OPT network. We're going to get a break here, but we're back with more after this. Are you purchasing or building your first home, refinancing, investing? At Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage.
You got somebody working for you.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart, it's still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
If McDonald's offered you a heavenly, mouth-watering pork sandwich, would you take it? A juicy, perfectly cooked slab of tender, real pork. Now smothered in tangy, savory barbecue sauce. Mmm, imagine it. And top it with slivered onions and crisp pickles all housed between a toasted bun. Wish it was real? Well, the McRib is real and ready to be devoured. Grab one now before the fantasy fades. McDonald's McRib. More tasty temptations to love. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive. Or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's Wind Down Wednesday, and if you're just getting started, it's 7:47 a.m. Central Standard, 8:47 Eastern, and this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program. Remember, you can share today and shape tomorrow simply by volunteering, and when you volunteer, you absolutely get more than you give. You get paid for it. You get to be a game changer, hopefully, in a young person's life. And it just makes our communities better. And here's what you can do for more information. You can phone 318-484-2260 and ask how you can get involved if you're 55 years old or older. Then our friends at Higson Automotive Group, they're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, their website 24/7 is www.hicksonhasit.com. First Federal Bank of Louisiana is building the community that we serve for over 60 years, and also Magnolia State Mortgage. We've been telling you a lot about home ownership. We're going to be talking more about it in the future. If you're sick and tired of paying too much rent, or you've had your home for I don't know how long and the rates have dropped, but you never bothered to refinance and you want to get more information, or you just simply want your dreams of home ownership to become a reality, the ladies at Magnolia State Mortgage can help you. And if you're looking for just an absolute easy way to qualify, they can work it out. So many possibilities at Magnolia State Mortgage. And here's what you can do. You can phone 318-561-8020 and just ask how you can get help. And they're right on point to help you. Also, the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. Remember, you can stay and play in Avoyelles Parish and McDonald's of Alexandria. Now this morning, as I am sipping on my warm cranberry green tea, I've switched up the flavor a little bit. It's really chilly outside. I hope you're bundled up. I hope that the kids, you made sure that your kids are bundled up. You know, kids will go out in this kind of weather and absolutely won't wear a jacket. And this is the kind of weather where we go from kind of being hot to being really cold when we really, really see the cold and flu season kick up. And so it's about that time. So just make sure that your kids are wrapped up. Make sure that you're wrapped up. And make sure that you're doing those things to protect yourself in the weather and protect your home and your animals. And I know our dog is so used to being inside that he almost didn't even want to go outside in the cold to potty. So that's just how cold. Or, you know, I mean, as the sun comes out, it's going to warm up. But it's an absolutely beautiful day, and it's really great to usher in that crisp, cool weather. And DC said this morning, I think that cold is going to be the difference maker in fishing. I think the fish are going to turn on even better because of this cold snap. So we hope for the fishermen that is true. But this is what I want to talk about this morning, DC. You know, as we were starting our morning, and every morning we start with meditation and we start with making sure that we're on the same accord. And I was wondering this morning about why it's so hard for people that set goals like losing weight or starting to exercise, why it's so hard and why people have to go through this process of making up their minds before they actually get started. And so then there was this article that talked about a makeover of the mind. And so I started thinking, how many people need a mind makeover? And how many times have we all said we were going to do something, but it took time before we could get our mind made up? And I'm just the opposite. When I decide that I want to do something, I don't wait for the mind makeover. So I guess it could be six in one hand and a half a dozen in the other. But this is what the article said. It said, everyone knows someone who wants to lose weight. And all you have to do, people say, is eat less and exercise more. But the article says that's absolutely wrong. People have lost significant amounts of weight. They know that making a lifestyle change is about much more than the caloric restrictions or getting to the gym or just doing those things that seem so simple. They say it's also a massive mental challenge that requires stamina, rational thought, and emotional changes in your mind, emotional support as well. And in other words, they say it's often the mind makeover that should be first and foremost. And I know, DC, that every time that you're starting a new venture, you always say, I've got to reprogram my mind. So obviously, there is something to reprogramming your mind or doing a mind makeover. And so I would say to you this morning about your mind makeover and where you are in that process. Mm-hmm. Where are you in your mind makeover process?
Oh, well, you know, I'm in the process of getting my mind made up to do the things that I have to do. Because, you know, I fall off a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I am the type of person that just kind of keeps going. You know, I mean, where a lot of people might decide, you know what, I'm tired. I'm not going to keep doing this. I just keep doing it until I succeed with it.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of like finding a job, you know. If you're looking for a job, then you shouldn't stop until you find one.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't matter how long it is, but you notice those are the people who end up finding jobs.
Right.
Because they just don't stop.
They just don't quit.
Some people will start saying, oh, I'm looking for a job. And after 3 weeks, they stop and say, I couldn't find one.
Mm-hmm.
But the people who always have jobs are the people who never stop until they find one. And that's sort of how this thing is. You can't ever stop.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of people get discouraged, whether it's a mind makeover for losing weight, whether it's a mind makeover for getting healthy, whether it's a mind makeover for getting a job. A lot of people just simply quit. And, you know, we talk about our mantra being just don't quit. And so if you hang in there long enough with whatever it is, And Jeff said it yesterday. He said it's those small things. And I wonder, DC, if we're really thinking about the actual mind makeover and what that means. And have we ever really thought about, you know, you there's so many things that you can make over in life. You can make over yourself. You can, you know, make over a new look. You can make over a new room, a new house. But are we really, really focusing on making over our minds and what we're thinking about? And why is it that we set a goal and we jump out there and then we just quit? And so I think this morning, as you're traveling in, whatever it is that you're purposing in your heart to do, you know, we're really getting close to a new year. A lot of people, well, I don't know if people are I don't know if people are starting to think about the new year and what they're going to do already in terms of resolutions.
But that's what the mind makeover is. Mm-hmm. Even if you're deciding to do a resolution, you know, a week before the resolution is not the time to start thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
See, getting the mind ready, now is the time to start thinking about what you're going to do so that when you get there, you've already gotten your mind on that, whatever that challenge is,
mm-hmm.
and you've been focusing on it.
Right.
And you want to make it a reality.
And this is what the article says, DC. It says, quit your magical thinking. And you like to call that thinking in a vacuum.
Yes, because it's not going to happen.
And that's what the article says. It says, it's not going to happen. It's going to just lead you to crazy quick fixes. And you'll never really get to your goal. And that magical mind thinking is really just sort of thinking your way into something without doing the work.
Absolutely. And what it is it that magical thinking, and what I call thinking in a vacuum, is you only look at the surface.
Mm-hmm.
You really don't go down into the thing and see what some of the possibilities that are against you really are.
Mm-hmm.
You just think of, oh, this is the good side of it, and that's all you want to see. And then you move forward only seeing the good side and the things that are going to benefit you.
Mm-hmm.
You don't really look at the downsides, the possibilities that could happen, other things that'll come in, so you don't really think the whole thing through.
But, you know, you and I have had this conversation many times, and I have said to you, I think that personally is a gift. Sometimes you really, because sometimes, I'm just going to be honest, sometimes I'm a magical thinker, and I don't think around the whole situation. And I think that you've got to learn to train your mind to think ahead, to think around the whole situation. And I know that there are a lot of people, whether they admit it or not, that are just like me, that you want whatever it is that you want to happen, but you really don't think about the totality of everything that surrounds it. And I have said, I think that is a gift. And yeah. You have said what?
Well, I guess it is a gift, you know, but I've trained myself to do that over the years because I don't like going into situations being disappointed. And I don't like, you know, and it also comes from experience too, Carlette. When you've done that thing a bunch of times and you've seen that every time you do it, you lose from it because you hadn't looked at it all the way through, then it tends to cause you to start thinking differently.
Right.
You know? And, you know, with age comes wisdom. And when I was younger, I used to jump in like that, just not knowing all of the ramifications of what could happen.
Mm-hmm.
And so I lost a lot doing that. And so after I wisened up,
right.
Basically is what it is. And it could be a gift, and I'm sure all gifts come from God. But, you know, if you go and touch a hot stove and it burns you,
mm-hmm.
then you stop touching it. You understand?
Right.
You know, and I look at this as a situation such as that is just a lot more complex and a lot of other variables to the situation.
Mm-hmm. And I think that as we talk about the mind makeover, a lot of people really, and I know I hadn't until I read the article. And then when I read the article, it just really speaks to what we talk about really on a daily basis in terms of the things that we are looking forward to doing or the goals that we're setting. But there's a whole process in the mind makeover. And unless you get your mind made over and you change your thinking,
right.
You're going to have very much the same thing.
Well, absolutely, Carlette. And that's why when a lot of people are starting to change a lot of things who understand this process, they write it down. You know, a lot of times, you know, just to say it in your head, that's not enough because it really doesn't go down into your spirit. You know, if you were to write this, it's just like with any type of business plan or a house plan or any kind of plan. People put it on paper.
Right.
So they'll have a guide and a direction in which to go.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a lot of times in our lives, to keep the kind of structure that we really need to have, a lot of times you need to have a plan. And some people can keep that plan in their heads. It's just like any other gift. Some people can just keep that plan in their head. I can't do that. A lot of times when I'm changing something in my life or around my life, I have to actually put that stuff on paper, see it, you know, let my mind's eye see it, you know, and let my ear gates and eye gates just touch it, feel it, talk about it, you know, process it. You know, when I'm fishing, I'm thinking about it and until I decide how I want to go with it. But it's just a little bit more than just thinking about it and saying, oh, okay, I'm going to do that.
Absolutely.
That doesn't work.
Absolutely. And then the next thing that the author talks about is really overcoming the anxiety. And a lot of people really, when they're trying to do a mind makeover, in fact, we probably didn't even know that it was there was such a thing as a mind makeover. We knew that we probably had to change some things in our minds to change the actions that led to either success or the lack thereof. But the author talks about the anxiety that comes with doing something new. And these are things, I think, DC, that help us to push through. Y'all, it's Wind Down Wednesday. And we're going to talk more about the mind makeover, the anxiety that comes, and how you got to just push through. This is intelligent conversation that is going to be life-changing if you let it. Stay on point, everybody. We're back right after this. Affordable Care Act. Wesley Watkins at UDB Insurance is here to help you successfully navigate and understand the Affordable Care Act. Wesley Watkins and his team at UDB Insurance are highly respected in the health insurance industry and can provide you with the answers you need to fully understand how the Affordable Care Act will benefit you and your family or organization. UDB Insurance provides a consultative approach that will deliver you the peace of mind and customer service you deserve. Offering an array of insurance products with enhanced services is UDB's key to success. Still have questions? Schedule your no-obligation consultation with UDB Insurance at 318-445-9359.
From the start, at the credit union with the heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Looking to trade in your current clunker for something more dependable? Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union is here to help with new and used auto loans. Interest as low as 1.99% APR with member loyalty discounts. Special rate available through November 15th. Hurry to Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union and let them help you get a new set of keys.
Credit Union with a heart.
Credit Union with the Heart is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oils Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Why choose Chris's Cabrini?
Our nurses,
physicians, associates.
Everyone works together
to put the patient first.
We're one of the country's top hospitals for stroke care.
Our level 3 NICU has earned the highest designation for newborn care.
We're always striving for the best outcomes.
The clinical trials we offer today will set tomorrow's standard.
We're honored.
Honored. Honored. To extend the healing ministry of Jesus Christ.
So many reasons.
To choose Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
If McDonald's offered you a heavenly, mouth-watering pork sandwich, would you take it? A juicy, perfectly cooked slab of tender, real pork. Now smothered in tangy, savory barbecue sauce. Mmm, imagine it. And top it with slivered onions and crisp pickles all housed between a toasted bun. Wish it was real? Well, the McRib is real and ready to be devoured. Grab one now before the fantasy fades. McDonald's McRib. More tasty temptations to love. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine. I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Of Oils Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. HD.
In HD.
That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning
high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition
with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's 10 minutes after 8 a.m. Central Standard, 9, 10 Eastern. And this segment is sponsored by Southern Heritage Bank, the City of Alexandria, Get Wired Satellites, also UDB Insurance. Listen, we have been telling you, and I know that you've been hearing about the Affordable Care Act, and you're just probably not sure. Got lots of questions, not a whole bunch of answers. But UDB Insurance and Wesley Watkins can help you. He can help you to figure out the plan that's going to be affordable for you and your family. He can help you get signed up. And he can also inform you about the tax credits that you could qualify for. Now, for an absolute free consultation, here's the number. It's 318-445-9359. One more time, I'm going to give you Wesley Watkins' number at UDB Insurance. It's 318-445-9359. Also, get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields. For all of your home, auto, and life insurance, the number to phone, 318-487-1881. Also, Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Ray Hyde, they remove your doubts with state-of-the-art technology. Also, our friends and partners at McDonald's of Pineville. Now, if you're just joining the conversation this morning, we're talking about things that we can all do, really just good, intelligent things that if we allow them in, can be life-changing. And what we're learning from all of the authors and all of the great speakers and really the great thought leaders that come to the OPT Network and share with all of us, we're learning that if we just take just small things away, just small, tiny nuggets. And we really start to utilize those nuggets, not just have this information, but really use it, that it can be life-changing. And this morning we're talking about mind makeovers and how they really affect us all. And as we are moving into a new year, a lot of people may or may not be thinking about what they're going to change in the new year. And for a lot of people, it's the same thing year in and year out. And as I said in the last segment, I said, you know, I started wondering why people had to get ready to do whatever it is that they wanted to do. Why can't you just get started? Well, now there's new information, and really there's information for everything that you're thinking about or looking for. And it's called a mind makeover, that people actually have to get themselves ready to start a venture, to do a thing, to lose weight, to write a book, to start a business. Whatever it is, you've got to get your mind made over. And then one of the things, DC, that the article talked about was overcoming anxiety. And this is no secret. We've talked about overcoming anxiety a lot. And if you look around at people that have failed, if you will, or they weren't successful, and they weren't successful on several occasions or several tries, then they literally allow that anxiety, i.e. fear, to cause them to shut down and never try again. And so what they essentially do is they sit on the sideline of life and they just watch everybody else play in the game. And they never come out of themselves, out of the anxiety, out of the fear, out of the uncertainty, out of the possible failure. They never come out of that again to get back in the game. And so this morning we want to talk about, with the mind makeover, how you get past the anxiety of trying over and starting over, whether it's a relationship that failed, whether you've tried to lose weight several times and it didn't work, whether you are an addict alcoholic and you've tried several times and it didn't work. You know, the gamut, DC, goes on and on and on about anxiety.
Yes.
and getting out of the game, sitting on the bench of life, and then getting back in the game.
Yes, it does.
And so we've seen people, we've experienced it in our own lives, how anxiety will have you so tied down, almost in a straitjacket.
Well, it's debilitating.
Right. And then you just, you're so paralyzed by the anxiety that you're afraid to try again because you failed. And so the
or fear of failure.
Or
fear
of failure. Right. Or maybe you didn't even fail yet. Maybe you're just fearful that if you try, it won't be successful.
Absolutely. Some people are steeped in generational fear. In other words, you know, my dad had the talent to do this and he couldn't do it. So I'm afraid to do it, to even try to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And, you know, as you talk about generational, we really have to make sure that that's not passed down to our kids.
Absolutely.
And that we start to root out fear early. Because anything that you do that is a first time, or even you've done it before, you're going to have a certain amount of anxiety, a certain amount of uncertainty. And I think that that's where relinquishing control comes into play and releasing that to a power greater than yourself and saying, all I can do is try. And the reason why this is so critically important is because there are so many people that have the ability, as Jeff said in his book, to make that ripple effect. But you won't even throw the stone in the water for the ripple to start. And you just get so bogged down that you forget to try. And so this morning, the experts say that with anxiety, first of all, you have to find out where the anxiety is coming from. You've got to get to the root of that thing that's eating you, that's eating away at your mind, at your soul. You got to first find out, do you see, what that is. And we've been there. We've been there a lot of times where we failed. We failed at business. We failed at a lot. And failure, many experts say, is the best teacher. Had we not had those shortcomings, we probably wouldn't be sitting here.
Well, failure is, because it's practice, it's training.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, after the failure, you have to be able to get up. And
right.
A lot of people just feel debilitated after that. And you know, you have to have the courage to get back up and try it again.
And let's face it,
whatever it is.
It is hard once you have failed.
It is.
To get back up.
It really is. But, you know, you just got to press through and do it.
Right. And so for those things in your personal life that you failed at, and you had to go through the shame, you had to go through the condemnation, the self-condemnation. Where do you find the courage? How did you find the courage personally to pick yourself up by the bootstraps and start over?
Well, I didn't find the courage. I mean, what I did was I seeked outside of myself for power. First of all, I had to go to others, because even though I had a God that I worshiped, I didn't have a relationship with God like I needed to be able to be successful. So, you know, the first thing I had to do was get my relationship with God straight.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, because if you don't have a good relationship with God, you can't lean on God for what you need.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? So the thing that I had to do first was understand that there was a lot of things going on in my life that I couldn't control and I was powerless over. That's the first thing that I had to admit
mm-hmm.
and own. And then after that, I was able to turn it over to a power that was greater than me, which was, you know, I call God.
And, you know, a lot of people, we talk about that relationship with God, and a lot of people know about God. And then there are others that would say that they have a relationship with God. But even to that, still don't have the courage. Know what the word says. Maybe were raised in church, know their grandmother's God or their mother's God, but still don't have the courage after they have seemingly failed. And then there's going to be that voice that's going to come in and say, how are you going to do it this time? What's going to be different this time?
Well, there's a lot of people who understand that there is a God and don't really understand how to tap into
mm-hmm.
that power.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you can know that God is there all along. I mean, you can know that, and not know how to exercise the word in your life, and you can't get anything out of it because you really don't know how.
Right.
You know, and, you know, that's why we have to go to church and go to places where they teach you how to access the word of God.
Absolutely. And so I guess as we tapped into anxiety and courage, I just feel a sense that there are a lot of people out there that are saying, you know what, you guys are talking about me. And then you look at other people that have some semblance of success, and you really just see what you see, but you don't see the failure that came before the success.
Absolutely.
And that's why I think it's really important that we talk about the missteps that we've had in our own lives, because there have been many.
And the gentleman was saying it yesterday, everybody wants success, but to be successful or to succeed at anything, for instance, if you decide to go, here's an example. Mm-hmm. When you send your kid off to school in the first grade or pre-K or kindergarten, that is about a 13 or 14 year process just to get through high school.
Mm-hmm.
That person is not going to get through high school the first year in the first grade or the third grade.
Right.
It is a process that you have to stay with. Well, any type of success is the same way. If you start out to build a business, and if let's say it takes 10 years to get that business up, well, you can't stop in year two.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to continue to build the business and deal with whatever the circumstances are around you until that business comes up.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, if you have to start your business while you're working, like what we did, we started our business, both of us had jobs.
Right.
Okay, well, we couldn't just quit the jobs the day we started the business.
Right.
The business had to be nurtured. We had to work to pay the bills that we had. That's how it went. Okay? Mm-hmm. As the business started to grow, and as we started to knock down some of the obstacles that were standing in our way, and there were many, you know, we started to deal with those one by one, but we consistently just stayed with it and stayed with it. And now here we are in February, it'd be 6 years.
Right.
You know, but we didn't stop working until after about the first 2 years.
Right.
When we both came together, because people didn't really know what was happening. It was like, you know, you started a show and it was yours and nobody really knew where I was. And then people, you know, it was just all scattered about.
Right.
And then that's when people will come in and try to tell you who you are.
Right.
And this is what they want you to do because it's more comfortable for them.
Right.
You know, so you have to know who you are and what you're doing, or people will decide for you who you are and what you're doing.
And that's why remaking of the mind is so critically important. And that's why if you just allow some of this information to come into your psyche and you start to think about it, especially, and it may be, for some people, it may be a business. They may have had a business that failed, that, you know, over the long haul, as Jeff said in his book, and the book again is called The Slight Edge, and it's critical to start to read things for us.
Yes.
And to look at the successes that people have had and how they have gained those successes. You have to have some kind of mold, some kind of pattern to follow. And he talked about consistency.
Yes.
Even though our business is going to be 6 years in, we still have a lot of work to do.
Lots.
So, you know, the process never stops. But if we become so entrenched in anxiety and fear that we allow it to just cover us in a straitjacket, then you can't move.
Absolutely. And another thing, too, that would debilitate you is when you do get your situation going, you know, others around you will tell you that it's successful and it hasn't done anything. You know, you've had some remnants of local success and you believe your own hype and thinking, oh, you've arrived.
Right.
But guess what? In one city.
Right. And that's called that's called ego.
And complacency.
Right.
You know, you began to get complacent, thinking, you know, complacency is one of the top 10 offenders. It is a killer.
Wow.
You know, once you think you've arrived, oh man, that's the beginning of the end right there.
Right. And so this morning, just to keep bringing it home, we're talking about remaking the mind, a mind makeover, so that we start to change the way that we're thinking. And I'm really concerned about people who, maybe you haven't quit literally. But within yourself, you've quit, if that makes sense. It's time to remake your mind. It's time to think things differently. It's time to do some things differently. It's time to learn some things over. Things that you thought worked, that, you know what, you keep doing them. We keep doing them, and they just don't work. It's called a mind makeover. And what it's for, DC, it's for intelligent people that will allow themselves to open up to the possibility of changing. That's right. It's 8:25. You're on point. The official OPT Network. Are you purchasing or building your first home, refinancing, investing? At Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage,
you got somebody working for you.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Health Care Services, People Care by Caring People, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488.
Sylvia's Care and Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
If McDonald's offered you a heavenly, mouth-watering pork sandwich, would you take it? A juicy, perfectly cooked slab of tender, real pork. Now smothered in tangy, savory barbecue sauce. Mmm, imagine it. And top it with slivered onions and crisp pickles all housed between a toasted bun. Wish it was real? Well, the McRib is real and ready to be devoured. Grab one now before the fantasy fades. McDonald's McRib. More tasty temptations to love. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive. Or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's 8:31 Central Standard, 9:31 Eastern, and this segment is sponsored by St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital, caring for our community with state-of-the-art technology. And I just want to remind you, as I'm reminding myself, today is going to be my day to go in and have my mammogram. And I hope that you will also. If you're 40 years old or older, you know, every story that I hear, it really, really wants, it helps me to want to remind you about getting healthy, making sure that you understand what's going on with your body. And I was telling you yesterday about Amy Robach. She used to be on the Today Show. She's now on Good Morning America. And she said, you know, she had put off having her mammogram for over a year. She didn't feel like she was connected to breast cancer in any way. Ended up, they kicked off Breast Cancer Awareness Month, October 1st, with her having a mammogram live on Good Morning America. And she found out that she did indeed have breast cancer. And this is what we're talking about, the mind makeover. We have to push past the fear that is inherent. There is always a little bit of anxiety, a little bit of unknowing, lack of control that we all feel, but we've got to do it afraid. And so if you're uninsured or underinsured and you need to have a mammogram, or say it's been 5 years or longer and you haven't had one, this is the opportunity for you to go in and have your mammogram absolutely at no cost to you. All you've got to do is phone Diane Kitts at 318-483-4026, and she'll tell you how to connect with getting your mammogram done absolutely free. Also, our friends and partners at the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, dedicated to excellence, Davis One Stop. I'm going to tell you, there's no better place than you can stop, whether it's just to pick up something or if you want to do your shopping, the best meats, the finest cuts. How do we know? I've got them in our freezer right now as we speak. And you know what? There's just not a better place that you can stop than Davis One Stop. If you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, they're in the heart of Cheneyville. Now, as we get back to our conversation about the mind makeover, remaking your mind, this is what the experts say, DC, lastly, or the last tip that we want to talk about this morning that really helps. It helps to surround yourself with people who believe in you, surrounding yourself with the right people. And all too often, we have those doubting Thomases that linger in our lives, that we allow to linger there, that say, well, how are you going to do this? Well, didn't you fail last time? And they probably don't use the word fail, but it didn't work last time. What's going to make it work this time? Well, it is critical, no matter what you're doing, no matter where you are, that you surround yourself around like-minded people. Not just like-minded people, but people that are going to be honest with you. People that are going to tell you the truth. People that are going to support you and say, okay, how can I help? How can I be the change in helping you? And so it's really, really important, the article and Arthur talks about making sure that you have people that support you. And I know that any of the things that DC and I have done, if we didn't have a good support system, we wouldn't have been able to do the things that we've done. We wouldn't have been able to pick ourselves up after the failures. You know, you just need that nest, so to speak, where you can go and you can fall. And people will say, you know what, it's okay. It's okay that it didn't work this time. But you're not going to quit forever. You're going to learn from the mistakes. You're going to pick yourself up. And then you're going to start again. And the reason why the mind makeover is so critically important is that people have so many great things that are within them that they don't know how to birth. And that's why when you hear us talk on the show all the time, I'm always interested in how people birth their dreams, how things come into existence. How did they get there? And for every story that we tell, we hope that that story will hopefully give life to your story, that you'll start the birthing process. But before you can start the birthing process, you've got to start with the mind makeover. You've got to start with changing your mind. You've got to start with centering yourself. And DC, it doesn't have to be a lot of people.
No.
But you got to have that core group of people that believe in what you're doing.
Absolutely you do.
But not only believe, but will be honest with you.
Absolutely, and tell you the truth in love. You know, you don't want somebody to tear you down.
Mm-hmm.
The truth.
Right.
You know, there is a way to tear people down with the truth. But, you know, but you do need good constructive criticism around you and people to be honest.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's very hard to receive that good constructive criticism.
It really is. But if you want to grow, it's not hard.
Mm-hmm.
Because you cannot grow without knowing the parts that you need to build on and the parts that you need, the areas you need help in. You know, you have to be able to have someone tell you that so you'll be able to grow.
Mm-hmm. And I know for most people, it's hard to hear those things that are not good. It's hard to believe that someone would say, well, you might need to work on that a little bit more. You know, but that's just the way that it is. And so as you're remaking your mind, make sure that you're surrounding yourself with people that love you, that are looking out for your best interests, that support what you're doing, but most importantly, that are going to be honest with you. And that's really where the mind remakeover has to be entrenched in a lot of things. And I hope that through this conversation, it'll get people, DC, at least thinking about changing. And not wait until the first of the year, but changing, starting to change and get ready for the change.
Yeah, start the process.
Start
because
the
it
process.
Is a process.
Absolutely. And that's what it's about. Also, DC, before we go, do we need to get a break? I want to remind people that this month, the month of November, is Lung Cancer Awareness Month. And at Cabrini Hospital, they are doing lung cancer screenings. The program is available for those people. So if you want to connect with that, the number to phone is 318-484-4880. So you can connect with that. Cabrini Hospital is doing many, many great things. Now, when we come back, we're going to be talking about an aspiring author who has an incredible book, and it's called Jesus, the Divine Vine. He is going to be having a book signing here this Sunday. He's going to come on and tell us about his book. He's going to tell us about his book signing and how you can connect with it. Stay on point, everybody. We're going to take a break, but we're back right after this. The Affordable Care Act. Wesley Watkins at UDB Insurance is here to help you successfully navigate and understand the Affordable Care Act.
Wesley Watkins and his team at UDB Insurance are highly respected in the health insurance industry and can provide you with the answers you need to fully understand how the Affordable Care Act will benefit you and your family or organization. UDB Insurance provides a consultative approach that will deliver you the peace of mind and customer service you deserve. Offering an array of insurance products with enhanced services is UDB's key to success. Still have questions? Schedule your no-obligation consultation with UDB Insurance at 318-445-9359.
From the start at the credit union with a heart, the heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Looking to trade in your current clunker for something more dependable? Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union is here to help with new and used auto loans. Interest as low as 1.99% APR with member loyalty discounts. Special rate available through November 15th. Hurry to Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union and let them help you get a new set of keys.
Credit Union with a heart.
Credit Union with the Heart is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oyles Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Why did I choose Christus Cabrini? I wanted to fight cancer.
To be a nurse.
A surgeon.
To be a part of a great heart program.
Integrity. Compassion.
The healing ministry of Jesus Christ.
A critical care team that saves lives.
It's all about the patient.
Innovation.
A 24/7 ER that cares for everyone at the speed of life.
What's unique for some hospitals, we see every day.
Even miracles.
So many reasons.
To choose Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. You know, we've been talking about this morning, remaking the mind. Well, you know what? We've got somebody that really understands remaking the mind. And we're always telling you that you can connect with us with your books, with your ventures, because we want to share those with our audience. And this morning, we're joined by Mr. Johnny R. Smith. He is the author of Jesus, the Divine Vine. Johnny, good morning and welcome to the OPT.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Absolutely. So, Johnny, we were just talking about the mind remakeover. And I was asking you, as we ask all of our guests, how the Divine Vine was birthed in you. How did that happen?
That happened one day as I was working in my yard, dealing with some vines that was all over the back part of my yard. The Lord just put it in my spirit. He said, divine. And then the word divine, vine came up in my spirit. And then I began to write. And that's how that got born. It kind of sounds kind of simple, but that's how it happened.
Well, you know what? We know that the simple things are the best things in life. And it's really important for our listeners that they understand that this is your first book. You were not necessarily a writer, but you trusted that word from God and you started to birth what he had asked you to do. Talk about how you pushed past that anxiety that we've been talking about this morning to do that.
Well, I tell you what, it takes something sometime, because when you once you start and doing what the Lord tells you in the area of writing, you're going to have some anxieties and you're going to have some people talking stuff. But you have to, I had to, myself had to personally push past what people said, what I even thought myself, you know.
And so, well, let's stop right there. Let's stop right there, Johnny. What, why were people saying things? Did they feel like you were an unlikely candidate to write a book?
Well, people really started saying, when I really stopped me the first time, people started thinking I was trying to be like somebody else when I would express that it was my desire to write a book.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted to make me think that I wasn't being me, that I was being somebody else, and I really wasn't hearing from God.
Mm.
So I had to deal with all that and then go ahead on and just do what the Lord had led me to do.
And so how did you deal with that when people were saying that you didn't hear from God?
Really, I had to ignore what they were saying, and some of them were people that were close to me.
Mm.
And I just had to go ahead on and ignore those things that they were saying and just kept writing. Matter of fact, I told you I stopped for a short period of time.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of my close friends that told me that, you know, you're trying to be somebody else and that.
Wow.
I stopped, but then I got right back on.
Right. And so for you, when that close friend that you thought supported you, and we were talking about being surrounding yourself with people who support what you do, and you got a little bit offended, how did you push past that to go back to writing?
It took me a few months, but I had to just make up in my mind that I was either going to do what the Lord told me to do or not do it. And the Lord put people in your path to help you when you're going through things like that, because it was this one lady. She asked me, she said, "You going to write that book before I die?" And so when she said that, it went off in my spirit. I got back to writing, and I made up in my mind at that point I wasn't going to let anybody stop me. Now we're going to finish that book.
Wow.
Now, Mr. Johnny, we just found out that you were from Bunky. Alexandria by way of Bunky. Reverend Lionel, that's over there at New Scott Alley Baptist Church. We found out that you guys were actually from Bunky. Can you tell us how you ended up in Shreveport through Alexandria and getting to Shreveport?
Yes, I left Bunky, and we moved to Alexandria, and we stayed there. I got drafted in the military. And went in there, and when I got out, I came to Shreveport. I went through some things, but I wound up in Shreveport, and that's where the Lord led me. He said, "This is where you're supposed to be." So that was my ground. I hated to leave my family and folks down in Alexandria and everything, but the Lord put it in my spirit. This is where I was supposed to be.
Absolutely. And so what do you hope that people will take away from the Divine Vine?
What I want people to take away from the Divine Vine is this, is that no matter where God placed you, there's something for you to be, to do. God give us either he give us a purpose, a calling, and assignment. And he put us in a particular area, and that's what we're supposed to do. Once we find out what we're supposed to be fruitful and grow in that area. And that's how we become part of the vine, because Jesus has to live his life through us. So that's what I want people to really catch hold of, because everybody got a purpose, a calling, and an assignment that they're supposed to be fulfilling. That's why they're on earth.
Wow. And so as you talk to your fellow Alexandrians, you're going to be at New Scott Alley Baptist Church on Sunday signing your book. What do you want to tell people about coming out on Sunday?
I just want to invite the people to come out Sunday and share with us. That's going to be at the New Scott Alley Baptist Church, 2627 Willow Glen River Road, in Alexandria there. And my brother, Lionel Smith, is the pastor. And I want them to come out and share with us, because this book is a blessing to them, and it has a lot in it that would help them. It's simple, but it's principles and things that God has given me to put in this book to help believers get to where they want to do, be and what they want to do. And so that's why I want to invite everybody to come out. If you're not doing anything, even if you're doing anything, I know it's a church day, but make it up your mind. It'll be worth your while to come out and purchase this book and see what the Lord has called you to do.
Absolutely. This is a native Alexandria. Mr. Johnny R. Smith, his brother, is Pastor Lionel Smith at New Scott Alley Baptist Church. And what I think is, you know what, when we get these opportunities, and Johnny, we want to just thank you for reaching out to us. You never know where your blessings are coming from. You know, it's always so critically important for people to be at the right place at the right time. And your story is just another story that gives life to the next story that God spoke to you. You were obedient. You had some pitfalls. You had some bumps in the roads. You had some challenges, but you just didn't quit. And it's really, really important for those people that are pregnant with whatever it is that they're trying to do, that they come out, shake your hand, get a word, and get this incredible book. Now tell people what time it's going to be, Johnny, on Sunday. Did we lose Johnny? Johnny, what time is the book signing going to be? Yeah, I think we lost him. We might have lost him, but we'll find out the time. And
What we'll do is I'll just see from Reverend Lionel Smith, who is Johnny's brother, what time it's going to be, because it's going to be at his church. But this is an excellent opportunity for the folks in and around Central Louisiana to support one of their own.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a book has been written right here from somebody right here. And, you know, we need to learn how to support the people right here in our own communities.
Absolutely.
So they can go out into other communities and spread the word. And that's what we like to do here at On Point Talk. And, you know, if you're not, and like he said, whatever you're doing, if you know Johnny Smith, if you know Reverend Lionel Smith and the good folks over at New Scott Alley Baptist Church, this is an excellent time for you to go out and show your support for what they're doing.
Absolutely. And I don't think you could have said it any better. And it starts with supporting the people that are here in our community, in our town, that are trying to be the difference makers. And you know what? It starts with each and every one of us. And we've got to start somewhere. The book, again, is called Jesus, the Divine Vine. Johnny R. Smith is the author. It's a great book. And you know what, DC? The thread seems to be the same. Jeff Olson said it. Several authors have said it. People are looking for these big, extravagant things, but he used the word simple. It's the simple things. It's those simple things that we do or that we need to do that will turn into big things. And we do those simple things consistently over and over and over until we see that big block of ice chip off. Then that's when success will start. And I'm going to tell you, we love connecting with you. We love supporting what you're doing. And we love sharing with our listeners what you're doing. And you know what? We should purpose in our heart that we don't determine who's going to write a book or who's going to start a business. We don't have this kind of preconceived idea about who's who, because we don't know who God's calling. And you know what? It's incredible when you answer that call. And the word says, it says, obedience is better than sacrifice. We love it. We love Johnny's story. We love all of the stories. Again, the book is called Jesus, the Divine Vine. Hey, do we know what time, DC? Is it 11 o'clock on Sunday? 11 o'clock Sunday morning, New Scott Alley Church, Baptist Church. Be there.
Where is the love and the joy that you promised me? Tell me it's all right.
I'll be honest with you.
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain fell from heaven like a shower.
When I think how much better I'm going to be when this is over.
I smile, even though I hurt, see, I smile. I know God is working, so I smile.
You do.
I'll smile.
Come on.
Smile. It's so hard to look up when you've been down. Show would hate to see you give up now.
God's people.
You look so much better when you smile. So smile.
Now every day ain't gonna be perfect, but it still don't mean today don't have purpose. Come on.
Today's a new day, but there is no sunshine. Nothing
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I have a name. It's not Occupant.
Or 38.
Nine.
I'm a person, not a number.
And sometimes...
I need to talk to someone who's listening to me.
There are 24 hours in my day. I want a company...
to be there when I need them.
At State Farm, we get to know you and know how you want to be treated. Like a real person with real concerns.
Finally! My kind of insurance company.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. Here, we just want to let you know about the book signing. It's going to be from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. at New Scott Ollie Baptist Church. And then there's going to be a book signing from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. And he'll also stay over for the evening service. Hey, we want to thank you guys so much for spending what we consider to be the very best part of your morning with us right here on Point, the official OPT Network. We love you so much. God loves you even more than that. Don't forget, love yourself and be the change that you want to see. And remember, change starts with you and it starts with me. Y'all, it's Wind Down Wednesday. We're headed straight toward the weekend. We hope that your day is great. And we hope more than anything that you begin to start your mind makeover. And it's people like Johnny Smith that are game changers for me. You know what? They just find out what it is that they need to do, and they start doing it. There's going to be some pitfalls. There's going to be some ups and downs. But you know what? Our mantra is this. Just don't quit. If you don't quit, I guarantee you great things will happen. Hey, everybody, we appreciate you. We love you. And have a great, safe Wind Down Wednesday. And God willing, we'll see you right back here on Thursday, everybody. been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. We invite you to join us Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KAYT.